The plaza you're standing in is called Plaza de Armas. In 1521, it was established as the city's central square and is named for the Spanish military exercises that frequently took place here. This was the spot where spectacular military might was put on display for hundreds of years. On a daily basis, military orders passed through this spot from Old San Juan's two forts, El Morro and San Cristobal. Both forts are extremely haunted. El Morro, built in 1589, is the intimidating cliff-like fortress that juts into the ocean, protecting from invasion by ship. It is most haunted by Puerto Rico's most famous pirate, Roberto Cofresi, who was executed there by firing squad in 1825. Before his death, the pirate Cofresi cursed the ship that had successfully taken him out. And, sure enough, eventually that ship sunk and all aboard died. Cofresi loved jewelry so much that his earrings are on display in the Smithsonian. Now, Cofresi's bejeweled phantom is sometimes seen floating around the site where he was executed, in a grassy yard outside El Morro, as well as around an entrance gate. The other fort, protecting San Juan from land-based assaults, is San Cristobal. It is infamous for a spot called La Garita del Diablo, or the Devil's Guard Box, constructed in 1634. This is a remote sentry box that protrudes out from the fort amidst white, powerful waves crashing on the rocks. Every guard dreaded duty there, since many of them vanished. Those who escaped described glowing, metallic, greenish fogs rolling in off the ocean at night. I consider it the point of the point of the Bermuda Triangle. The U.S. government will no longer allow anyone to go there, but you are allowed to look down upon it from above. So if you visit San Cristobal, be sure to check out their classic dungeon and then ask for the best view of the Devil's Guard Box. Now, cross this plaza diagonally to the opposite corner. Keep walking in that direction to the next street, back to Fortaleza Street. Cross it and hang a right down Fortaleza Street, walking back toward the mansion. Shortly, you'll see a restaurant on your left called Barrachina, birthplace of the original pina colada. When you get outside Barrachina, stop and press 15.